In 2009, the first National State of the Birds report was issued. The annual report gives us a sobering look at how our nation's birds are faring and how we are doing as stewards. This year, regional data from Bay Area scientists was compiled in the first regional State of the Birds report. To talk about it, we're joined by Melissa Pitkin. Melissa is the Outreach and Education Group Director for PRBO, Conservation Science. Melissa, what are some of the most important findings in the report?
I think one of the most important findings from the report is that really overall the state of San Francisco Bay birds is pretty positive on the whole. Many of the populations we looked at are stable and some are increasing. Of course, there are some that we see that are showing some declines, but I think overall it shows that people who've been looking out for the environment have been doing a pretty good job.
Are things trending in a positive direction generally?
Well, as with, you know, any kind of long-term monitoring that we look at, you often see mixed results. There are some species that are having positive trends, they're the winners, and some that are having negative trends. I think the overall thing that we saw in looking at this is that most species appear to be stable right now.
Melissa, since this is the first regional State of the Birds report, why don't you talk a little bit more about the report itself?
Sure. It details trends for groups of different bird species representing six habitat types that are surrounding or encompassing the bay. And it also gives special attention to four endangered species that are living within San Francisco Bay. The report is pulled together by PRBO Conservation Science and the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and it brings together over 20 ornithologists and ecologists who have specialized in studying birds of the San Francisco Bay. And it's a really important thing that we've seen in doing this report is just how important it is to have monitoring data. And especially over the long term, some of the trend graphs that are presented in the report are drawing from data sets that go back to the 50s. San Francisco Bay has been a well-studied place for birds, and so we're really fortunate to be able to have such a detailed set of data points to look at to understand this. And that's a point of difference in some degree from the national report, which looked at some broader data sets. And for San Francisco Bay, we're lucky we have really detailed information on breeding success of birds, total population numbers. And so we looked at what we had for the different species and came together and were able to get this index of how populations are doing.
You mentioned six, I think, habitat types. Mm-hmm. What are those?
As we think about going from higher up in the watershed down, there's a section for upland birds, which deals with some of our creeks and oak woodland and grassland habitats. And then, of course, the tidal marsh, which we have actually two sections focusing on the tidal marsh. And then we move into the tidal flats, the mud flats that are exposed twice a day in and around the bay. We also devoted a section to the salt ponds, knowing that a huge amount of restoration effort is going on in that region. And we have kind of an interesting section that looks at some of these seabirds living in, right now, kind of human-created habitats, such as nesting on bridges or the Naval Strip at Alameda or Alcatraz Island, for example. Then as we move even closer to the water, we have the subtidal, which supports the numerous water birds, especially diving and dabbling, and even some sea ducks in the water.
You also mentioned four endangered species that the report focuses on. Which are those species?
Sure. Well, we have the California clapper rail, which is dependent upon the marsh habitat. We have the western snowy plover, which nests in a lot of these shallow salt ponds and other sandy exposed areas. And we have the California least tern, which nests at the Naval Airstrip at Alameda. And then we have the northern spotted owl, which is pretty common along our ridges and riparian forest areas in Marin County primarily.
Melissa, there is a tremendous amount of information in this report, but is there something in particular you really want people to know about?
Yeah, we really want people to know that birds can be a really good indicator of the health of the ecosystem. And we've all heard the expression, the canary in the coal mine. And so we'd like people to know that this report is something to pay attention to. Take a look at it, see what it's telling us about the different actions that we do, everything from day-to-day activities to the big decisions that our agencies and landowners and habitat managers have to face. And while overall things look to be stable for a majority of the groups, we have some birds of concern, And we have some big questions to face, sea level rise being perhaps one of the biggest looming threat, and it's going to be an interesting challenge for all of us in the conservation field. I guess also the really main important point that I want to make is we know what we know because we have had this ongoing monitoring for decades in some cases. So long-term monitoring is important, and there's a lot of groups around the bay doing it in a coordinated way, which is really amazing.
Melissa, does the report contain examples of success stories?
Yes, there are. In fact, we have a whole section dedicated to success stories, which detail different ways that people have come together around the bay over time to really make a difference for the ecosystems and the birds of San Francisco Bay.
I want to close this particular segment of our Your Wetlands program with a little bit of information, if you would, on action items. Is there something that the report is suggesting we do?
Yes, for each section, actually, there's a list of recommended actions for the different groups of people. There are specific actions for scientists. What do we need to know more about? What monitoring needs to happen? There are specific actions for how to better restore and manage some of these tidal ecosystems, especially in the face of climate change. And there are even actions for everyday people, things to learn about impacts of predators and cats and disturbance from human recreation. And I think also another message that really came out as a key threat in every single section is contaminants. We do have a big issue with contaminants in San Francisco Bay, and each person's daily activities can influence that situation.
Our thanks to Melissa Pitkin, Outreach and Education Group Director for PRBO Conservation Science. And that's it for this summer solstice edition of Your Wetlands. In our fall update, we'll talk about how these wetland restoration projects have been and will be funded in the future. We'll look back on the accomplishments of joint venture partners over the last 15 years, and we'll find out about volunteering and other ways for you to get involved. All that and more next time on Your Wetlands. If you'd like to learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture and the organizations we talked about today, please visit yourwetlands.org. You can also subscribe to our reports via iTunes. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.